Erev Tov, everyone. With your permission, just a few moments to frame what Rav Willig is going to go through in terms of the halachos of these days. Just been hearing a lot of things around the 9 days and a few days until Tisha B'Av. Still not decided exactly what's going to be on Tisha B'Av. Still totally va'omed. We still have the opportunity to affect what is going to happen at the end of this week. But just hearing the diburim, hearing the regular conversation around camp, you know, not on purpose and not saying bad, but almost this kind of glib dismissal of the reality, the harsh reality of Churban in the 9 days, something really that every single day of our lives is part of our Jewish experience. Because, we're in camp and there's this general Hasket there. And this is not just about being in Hask, this is not just being about in camp, this is something that every person everywhere is struggling with all the time. Lubavitcher Rebbe would see thousands and thousands of Jews every week. On Sunday, people would come for dollars. The Rebbe would stand there, and one after another would give everyone a bracha v'hatzlacha. And one person would come and ask, for a bracha for a shidduch. And the next person would come and report that they'd had a child. And then the next person would say that they want a bracha for a child. And the next person would come and say that they lost someone close to them. And the next person would come and say that they're expecting some good news. The next one would come and say they're a chassin. And then Rachman Tzlan, the next one would come and say that the family's falling apart. And one after the other, the Rebbe was able to kind of shift between these experiences and interact with, be mitchaber, to connect with each person and each moment differently. One after the other. Someone asked, one of those who were close to the Rebbe asked, how is it possible to go back and forth and back and forth and vacillate and move between these people and these experiences and these realities? The Rebbe quoted a line from the Zohar HaKadosh. Chedva tkiya mesitra da. On one hand, there's chedva. There's joy. There's rejoicing. There's the experience of positive experience of simcha. Chedva. Chedva tkiya mesitra da. B'chia tkiya mesitra da. There's weeping and crying on this side. On this side, there's joy. And on this side, there's crying. In other words, a Jew is constantly in a state of experiencing broken and whole, whole and broken. Rejoicing and weeping. I just want to address, not specifically the unique nature of this tension that we experience here in camp. This dialectic. This being in two places at the same time. This private brokenness over Churban, and at the same time this public responsibility to create an environment, a therapeutic environment, an environment of simcha for others, specifically for the campers that are in our charge. But it's really a challenge for any person, any thinking person, any feeling Jew, in the context of Kol Rodfei Yisigua Beinu Meitzarim. It's something that's going on in our lives all of the time. That we are living in the shadow of the 6 million all of the time. We're living in the shadow of Churban Beis HaMikdash all of the time. And at the same time, we see Kol HaTor and Zabar Tzeinu, Nirabar, slowly but surely, we're hearing the voice of the turtle dove, the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. Kol HaTor Nishma Bar Tzeinu. Rav Nassim from Nemrav writes in his letters, Olam Latrufa, it's the most personal expression, the way we really get to know Rav Nassim. He writes all of his ups and his downs, he writes all of his shortcomings and all of his hopes and desires. Rav Nassim writes in Kuf Tzadi Dalad, regarding the pain and the merirus, kol mine merirus, all the bitterness, tsaros v'yisurim, difficulties and suffering that a person goes through b'frat u'b'chalal. What we go through as a community, as a tzibur, everything that took place this year from Paris to Har-Nof and everywhere in between that Klal Yisrael have experienced in terms of Yushalayim b'churbanah. All of the meriros, all of the bitterness and tzaros and yisurin that we experience b'frat b'chlal shovrim aleinu v'al kol echad b'chol yom v'chol eis, that we experience and that we feel every day, every moment. Hakol nimshach mechurban beis hamikdash. Everything is flowing. Everything finds its root in churban beis hamikdash. All of the brokenness and pain and suffering and hardship and alienation and distance in our lives, everything comes from churban. Shisham ikir hakdusha, ikir tikkun hakol. That is the source of it all. The Baal Shem explained that the main expression of galus is galus hada'as, is what's going on inside, what's taking place in our consciousness, in our personal experience, and that the main way toward geula is karva al nafshi geula, my personal experience, what's happening inside of me. Says the Gemara Brachos, kol mi sheyesh bo das, kilu bono beis hamikdash. Anyone who is a bar das, anyone who has some clarity of consciousness, anyone who is in their mind, das, it's as if they've built the beis hamikdash. Das, awareness, we've spoken about so many times this summer. The ability to be mitchaber to something in a real way, to connect to an experience, to another person, to what's taking place inside of us. Das, the ability to clarify, to see difference. Imein das havdala minayin, the ability to understand, to walk a tightrope, a fine line, be able to navigate experiences and be mitchaber to different things at the same time. When we come into this time of year, there's an experience that we have called Mema'atin B'Simcha. It's like we turn it down a little bit. It says the more of Hashemesh and other tzaddikim. We are Mema'atin, the way that we are Mema'at, the tzara, the way that we lessen the pain of exile is through Simcha. Again, this tension is dialectic. The way that we are Mema'at, the way that we lessen the pain of exile, the matin, the simcha, is through simcha. And simcha is not a peak experience. Simcha is not the result of something from the outside in. Simcha, Reb Tzadok explains, are the same letters as machshava, das. And a person knows that I'm in the world for a reason, and that Hashem is with me, and that Hashem is calling through me and expressing Himself in the world through me. I have a purpose, I have a reason in the world. Person who's in das, it's as if they built a beis hamikdash. Whatever's taking place on the outside, whatever's happening in the news, or whatever's happening in the world around me, a person can be in a state of being rebuilt. If we are aware that through thick and thin, through light and darkness, through brokenness and through wholeness, through joy and sadness, there's a certain consistent day in, day out, minute by minute, that Hashem is with me. That's called das, being mechubar, being connected. B'simcha. Mematim b'simcha. Oh, there's machshava, with thought. A Jew has the ability to be in different places at the same time, to experience different feelings at the same time. As the Lubavitcher Rebbe explained, being the last generation of exile and the first generation of redemption, or v'choshech b'irbuvia, light and darkness all mixed together, it comes with a great challenge. It's not easy all the time. But that's what we are called upon to do, to walk this line and to be in different places at the same time. I often said this over from Rabbi Freifeld, that there was a terrible tragedy in the mountains a few decades ago, and there was an elderly, a couple of Holocaust survivors who were murdered, and his daughter, who was in the bungalows at the time, just couldn't, was so broken from it, she couldn't function. She said, how could I go? How could I just go through my daily chores, the banalities of life, of giving the kids cookies and milk, taking them to the pool during their summer vacation, when such a horrific tragedy took place. And Rabbi Freifeld explained to his daughter that's the way we're built, that's the way we're hardwired, that the Jewish heart is so vast. There are different pockets, there are different places in our heart. And in one place there could be terrible brokenness and sadness, there could be churban. But the Yiddish heart is so vast. Hashem is manifest in us in such a way to encapsulate and to express and to cover all the bases of feeling. That there's another place there in our heart that we have to dig deep into to express joy, take the kids to the pool, be broken over what was lost, be in pain over what happened, but take the children to the pool. That's what it means to be a Jew. To go weiter. To understand, to feel personally, and to feel it in a real way. Loss and churban. And what we're missing? Yisurin, merirus, and tzaros. And at the same time, be able to keep that balance, to keep that das, of being able to differentiate between what I have to do for another person. Take your kids to the pool, Rick Breifeld said. Before I hand it over to Rav Wilk, I just want to share this Torah from the Knesset Yisrael, from Sefer Knesset Yisrael, from the Rishner. I'm going to read it in its original because it's just so strong. And this is the Torah I'm living with every second during these 9 days. And when people made remarks tonight by the concert, which was unbelievable, by the way. Unbelievable Kvod Shemayim tonight. Everyone was exhausted here. I mean, everyone burnt to a toast, crisp, like burnt to a crisp tonight from visiting day. And everyone dug deep and gave over something so beautiful. It was beautiful tonight. And people made comments, oh, there's 9 days in Hask, woohoo! Halya Eis Tzara LeYaakov. If you'd like to see it inside afterwards, I have copies. There was a difficult time of challenge and suffering for the Jewish people. It was a time of difficulty. Rachmana Litzlan. Vaz haya ho atzarek ha-kodesh ha-bishua ha-shel me'apta. The Oy of Yisrael, who was the elder of the generation. Third generation after the Baal Shem Tov. He was the successor. He's buried next to the Baal Shem Tov in Mezhbaz. He was the Gadol Ador, the Kohen Ador. He was the elder of the generation. And in the face of these difficult times, in the face of this suffering, Gazar Tanis Lisanos Baha B'chol Tfutzos Yisrael. The Oy of Yisrael from Apta made a Gezerah. That every Jew, wherever they are, B'chol Tfutzos Yisrael, from Tinek all the way to Mizrich, from the five towns all the way to Annapolis, that every single person should be fasting Bahab, Tanis. V'hichmir ma'od b'hatanis af la'anoshim achalushim. Even those who were old or sick, who was difficult for them to fast, he was makbir, he said that every single person should fast Bahab. There's such tzaros that we're facing. There's such yisurin that we're facing. Everyone, man, woman, and child, have to push themselves to fast. Lo yakilu. No one should be makil. Now at the same time, ba'eis hazos haya rabbeinu ha-kodesh mirujim. There was a Bisrael Rishner, the same time. The Bisrael Rishner was younger. He came from the Magad. Noeg ba'avodas hashir ki yadua. His hanhagi and avodas Hashem involved a lot of song. It involved creating an environment of song. Ki yadua shayolu chevras menagnim. He had like a little band. You ever see by some official labels, the Rebbe's, they have all these guys behind them? With the violins, and above of that, like, you know, 200 guys on violin. You ever see these pictures? You don't read Kolom Kulo? Okay. He would have a whole chevra of menagerim there. The Chol Shir Kapelia. He had a whole little band, a whole chamul of musicians. The Kasher Nishna Pekudas HaRav Me'aptazal. And when the Rishner heard what the Aptarov said about Ta'anes and making a Tanis, Karahu Zal Chevras Menagerim. He called his kapelia, he called his band together. Vitziva sheyetivu nogin lefanav. And he said, play some music. Bring your instruments. The mitzlasayim with cymbals, the klinevel with string instruments, the chatzotzros with a whole brass horn section. With a whole section there, like the Joe Cocker Chevra, the whole Chevra backup singers and a brass section and a string section to make a whole matzav. In the Avoda, in the middle of the week during Bahab, when the Gadol Ador, the elder of the generation, was broken and crying and saying that we should have Tanesim. Now, Hadavar Nishma L'Rav Mi'apta. Word got back to the Apta Rav. Va'olam hayasvurim shiyisroyam alatzadik miruz mirizhin. Shasa hepech gizirasa me'evel yom tov. And everybody thought, oh boy, the Aptarov is going to give it to the Rishner. He's a young guy, a startup. He thinks he's making, what is this? Rishner, what's going on over here? There's a whole, he's going against them, what the altar of the generation, what the Tzadik Ador said. He's turning Eva Leonto. Achein kasher higiu advarim la'azne harav me'apta anava amar. When the word got to the elder of the generation, the Aptarov, the Oy of Yisrael, he said, Anan lo nucha lahash vosim atzadik merizhin. Hold on a second. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We can't compare ourselves to what the Rishner is doing. We can't compare ourselves to what the Rishner is doing. Because he's following the Pasuk in Parshas Baaloscha about when Klal Yisrael goes out to war. It says the Pasuk in Baaloscha, V'chisavo milchama ba'artzichem, when it is a time of war in your land. Al hatzar, a time of tzar, a time of constriction, of difficulty, of tzar for the Jewish people. U'tekasem b'tchatzotzos, shall blow trumpets. V'nizkartem lifnei Hashem, v'noshatem oyveichem. So by the Rishner, the way he is dealing with the situation of tzara is the way Klal Yisrael did during time of war. They took chatzotzos, they took instruments, blew noises, they made music, and that's how they went out to war. Ad kan. We are a time of tzara. Bichlal u'bifrat. We are in a state of galus. And as the Gemara says, every day it's getting worse and worse. And all the pain and suffering and difficulty in the world is being drawn and flowing from Churban Beis HaMikdash. And there are halachos and halichos that are kavua by Chazal, how we relate to Churban Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim b'Churbanah, of what we cannot do and should not do during these days to create an awareness of loss and of alienation and discomfort. That there's something in the world that's missing. The main thing in our lives is missing because of Churban. But we have to be able, specifically in the context of taking care of other people, to be able to be a little bit in the Beis Medrash of Rishon. To know that there is a way of dealing with Tzara, and there is a way, there is a hanhaga of relating to Churban and relating to Tzara with Shir, the Kapelya. That is not the normative way for Knesset Yisrael. That is not the way Klal Yisrael, that is not the way the Gadol Hador, the Abdur Rav, says to the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara and Chazal and Halachos, we're going to explain that we refrain from music. Because it brings us to a certain state. And we have to know that we're not in that state right now, we're missing. But when we're doing for another person with Mesiris Nefesh, we have to dip into the other side of our heart. Take the kids to the pool. Take them swimming. Dance at the concert. We have to be able to differentiate between our public expression, what we're doing here for other people and with other people, specifically with our campers, and the environment we're creating around camp, with music, and with all of this excitement. It's Rishon out there, and then 9 o'clock hits. 9 o'clock hits, it's back to being the after of. Because we're B'nai Da'as. We have Da'as. We are mature people. We are able to differentiate what we do then and what we do now. What we do for others and what we do for ourselves. In our Dalet Amos, the reality we create in our own mindset, in our own personal space, that is where we're able to show the Ribono Shel Olam that we are in touch with what's happening. That the Melech is without a castle. That the world is in a state of dysfunction because of Churban. What's happening by the concerts and what's happening around camp and the pool and throughout is one thing. Maybe channel the Rishner in that place. Maybe channel the Simcha, be besimcha there, but be machshava all the time. Be in das, to know that we're doing this for others. We're doing this for Kod Shemaim, we're doing this for Hashem's children. But we also have the obligation and the responsibility. We owe it to ourselves, we owe it to Klal Yisrael also to switch gears, to dip into that other pocket. In our own personal space, when we're taking showers, when we have our own pods in our ears. And what we're choosing to do in our free time during these days of Tzara LeYaakov will show HaKadosh Baruch Hu really where we're at. Hashem should bless us that we be able, on one hand, to dip in to that great Simcha, Chedba Tekiyah Mesitra Da and Bechiyah Tekiyah Mesitra Da.